Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome you to today's show of the American College Experience. We're going to have Coach David Roditi on from TCU in just a little bit. My name is Jason Haynes. I am the host of the program and have been so for about 2.5 years now. We try to bring you as much information about college tennis as we can. We like to talk about college tennis, the coaches, and about the players that are involved in the sport. And we're excited that you decided to listen in today. We want to thank you for that. We do have other programs here on the UR Tennis Network. Monday mornings, we have Parenting Aces with Lisa Stone, who's out in Atlanta, and that's on at 11 o'clock. Wednesday, before I go on the air, we have American Tennis with Chuck Creasy. And Chuck is at the Citadel in South Carolina. And then we have my show, and then on Saturday we have Infinite Tennis with Bill Patton, who's in California, and also Minorities in Tennis with Alex Chen, who's in Virginia. So we try to, as we state, bring you a lot of different perspectives on tennis with a lot of different guests, people that you might not normally hear about on the television channels, but maybe this will give you a little different avenue to discover some of the great tennis stories that are out there. And my realm happens to be college tennis. I was a college tennis coach for about 20 years. I spent most of my time at the community college level, and we did it all there, winning national championships, All-Americans, getting to the Hall of Fame, all that stuff, and made a lot of friends along the way, and I've interviewed those friends, and now I get to branch out into other areas of this college tennis world and talk to people that I wouldn't normally get to talk to, and I'm very excited about that. And today's an instance where that's happened. Some college tennis news. It came about the ITA, which is a wonderful venue for college tennis news, itatennis.com. They recently released their rankings on the several divisions. I thought I'd give those out and talk about them just a little bit. And we'll start with the NJCAA, which is the National Junior College Athletic Association. They've released their rankings. We'll go top five men. Number one, TJC. Number two, ASA Institute. Number three, Seminole. Number four, Laredo. And number five, Collin, very heavily favored in the Texas category. On the women's side, TJC, number one, ASA 2. Collin, number three, St. Petersburg, Florida, number four, and Georgia Perimeter, number five. We've had Dash on here before, who's the coach at TJC. They do a great job running that program year in and year out and putting out a great group of champions up there. The NAIA releases their rankings November 20th, so we'll try to have theirs out in a couple of weeks. Division three. And we've had the coach here, Dan, on for both of these, the men and the women. Williams is the number one team there on both the men and the women. Number two in the women for is Emory, three Amherst, four Claremont Mud Scripps, and five Middlebury. On the men's side, number one Williams, two Claremont Mud Scripps, three Amherst, four Washington University at St. Louis, and number five Kenyon. And the last division that I have here is Division II, which, and we'll start with the women first, Armstrong Atlantic at number one, BYU Hawaii at number two, Barry at three, Hawaii Pacific at four, and number five, Columbus State. On the men's side, Barry University at number one, Armstrong Atlantic two, West Florida 3, Lynn 4, and number 5, Hawaii Pacific. And what I noticed a lot about these small college rankings is you have a lot of crossover. Both the men and the women are ranked nationally. A lot of these top 5 programs are doing this, and I think that's a great attribute to the small college community. They are attracting both the men and women to some top programs there, and a lot of these coaches we've had on our show, and I'm very excited about that, but I also noticed there are a lot of college coaches that we have not had on the show, so we look forward to reaching out to them in the future and getting them on the program. Now, as far as the Division I's go, they recently have finished their National Indoor Championship. This championship is held annually at the Billie Jean King Tennis Center up in New York. This is a great event, and it's hosted by Columbia University. And on the women's side, freshman Jamie Loeb of North Carolina won her second straight college tennis major, and she faced Robin Anderson of UCLA, and this is a repeat of the Riviera ITA Women's All-American Championship matchup here, and she captured the title, Jamie did, 6-3, 6-2, and she had beaten her before, 6-4, 6-0. So I say that Ms. Loeb has Ms. Anderson's number there. While on the men's side, senior Clay Thompson of UCLA won his 15th straight match to win the singles title. He's a big guy, but he's blooming late in this, and he picked the right time to do this, winning 15 straight matches. He ended the last season ranked to number 107 in the men's singles and started this season at number 74. I'm going to bet that he goes up just a little bit. He was quoted as saying that after they asked him how he's turned his college career around, he said, maturity is a funny thing. It just kind of clicks. People have their weeks here and or there. For me, the right time is now. And he mentions that we'll see if we can be lucky enough to keep the momentum going. He lost there at Tulsa and then has been on a 15-match winning streak. He beat Jared Hitzik of the University of Illinois 6-4, 7-5, and that was the singles. Now, in women's doubles, Kendall Woodard and Megan Currie won the program's Georgia Tech's first national title with a hard-fought 4-6, 6-3, 7-5 win over Julie Fellerhoff and Rebecca Shine of Louisville. You know, and Georgia Tech's had some pretty good teams. That's a little bit shocking. And then the hometown crowd got a great surprise in the men's doubles when Ashok Narayani and Max Schnur of Columbia defeated the top seeds in the ITA preseason number one. The number one team was Mikolas Libitis and Hunter Reese of Tennessee. There were some local fans at the venue, and these fans helped cheer on the two young men, and they won the match 6-3, 6-2. Narayani was quoted as saying, "I think we have some of the best fans in the nation. I was a little surprised that it got this loud for the specific match. But he says, I should have expected it." So there were several instances there where the Division I got their great tournament off and had a great group of winners involved in that, and it's always exciting when that happens. The small colleges were out there. If you recall, we did highlight the National Small College Championships with the Super Bowl winners. They got to participate in this event. And unfortunately, I don't remember a time that the small college teams have won any of these events. And when it comes to these interdivisional play tournaments that is associated with the ITA, but we're always encouraged when the ITA extends invitations to the Division I winners out there. So, we've got Coach David Roditi. He's supposed to come on the air here shortly, and looking for him to call in at any moment. So just hang on there. In other ITA news that's out there, and again, this is on itatennis.com. There is a story out there about a former collegiate player who played at the Oklahoma State University, Alexander Novosoltsov. Sorry about that. That is a hard name to pronounce. He played at the Oklahoma State University for the Cowboys there, and he was voted the 2009 ITA Player of the Year. He did turn pro after he left Oklahoma State University, and he is been playing some good tennis. He's in the midst of a climb up the ATP rankings and will be one of eight men vying for the ATP Tour Challenger Tour Finals November 13th through the 17th. And it's held on outdoor clay in San Paolo, and it's the third edition of the year-end championships. He is a Ukrainian and says that about his college experience that he learned a lot there, especially how to live by myself. I lived 4.5 years away from my family and didn't take any money from my parents at the time. It was a really useful experience, and if anyone asked me if I would do it again, I would definitely say yes. Now, he is one of the highlights for the NCAA and the ITA, which has included John Isner, James Blake, Kevin Anderson, and Somdev Devarman. He is receiving coaching from the retired coach James Wadley, who led the team for 40 years in Stillwater. And his success on the collegiate level has translated well onto the ATP Challenger Tour. The biggest accomplishments came this year when, having married outside the top 1,000 in March 2012, the Ukrainian soared to a career-high world number 95 after hosting the trophy in Kazan 3 weeks ago. The 26-year-old believes the biggest challenge to succeeding at the highest levels of tennis is a belief that you can compete. He exclaims that he always desires more. If I could improve a little on everything, serve, backhand, forehand, volleys, that would have a huge impact for me. I think I'm solid all around, but there's always areas to improve. So he has been accomplishing several of his goals. First, to qualify for the ATP Tour Challenger Tour Finals, and second, to be in the top 100. And we want to congratulate him and his experience out there. He's doing another great job of representing college tennis. And I'll work on making sure that I understand how to pronounce his name in the future. There is another story here about a Nebraska Cornhusker and and we're going to get to that. Again, we're holding out for Coach David Roditi, a TCU men's coach. He should be calling in here shortly, and we look forward to the visit with him. I'm having a little trouble pulling up the story on the Nebraska Cornhusker. Let's see here. And we'll talk about another story here, which is the New York Junior Tennis and Learning, the NYJTL. They were big participants this last weekend at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center, and they came over to watch play at the USTA ITA National Indoor Championships. The Columbia tennis players helped out with this as they guided these kids around the grounds, they were taken to the tennis center and given pennants to be signed by the players and coaches. And then the second viewing platform was flooded with children eager to meet the top talents in the college tennis scene. Now, I think what we're hoping here is that these kids get inspired and want to become college tennis players, given their experience there with the NYJTL. And Columbia head women's tennis coach Eileen Weintraub had this to say: "My players are very excited for the opportunity to meet and greet with the aspiring tennis players from the NYJTL. It was especially exciting for me because I grew up playing in the NYJTL. It is a fantastic organization, and how much of an opportunity they provide for young people that need support." The senior program manager, York Chu, noted that the organization is dedicated to getting underprivileged children the boost they need. "The organization is great. This is my 50th year in tennis. It's really what I wanted to do, to give back to the game of tennis. NYJTL exposes about 50,000 kids to tennis. Being the senior tennis program manager, I'm involved with every facet." Now, this is amazing. If we could just get these American tennis players to go up the system and accept the challenge, we could flood a lot of these tennis programs out here with great American players that are hungry and want to succeed and help get them scholarships to universities. And you know, it's just it's something that needs to be talked about more often and followed up on, because there are lots of tennis scholarships I know that go unused every year, particularly on the women's side. I know there are lots of college coaches that are continually looking at are looking for Americans and college tennis players. But just don't know where to find them. Now, they got autographs from players, and then were served lunch, and then given a chance to get some stories and tips from the players, and shared their personal stories. And, you know, I think the exciting thing here is they say, "We plan to continue to have a relationship with these kids, inviting them to our matches during the spring season, and hopefully teaching them a little bit more on the court." And that's in regards to the Columbia tennis players. And then some of the NYJTL children took to the courts, they were ball runners, which put them on the action in the middle of the courts. What happened there is Chu said that some of the kids from our advanced team who play a lot of tournaments love to do this, and they're looking forward to playing some college tennis after that. So it's good to see that the NYJTL took advantage of the tournament that was held, and also that the Columbia University has kind of taken this program under their wings to get them more involved. You know, and even had the David Benjamin get in on the action here and say a couple of things. It said, our hope is seeing that collegiate tennis will inspire the boys and girls of the NYJTL to push toward college. Benjamin said, whether it's hard work in the classroom or on the court, now these kids have seen the benefits of working hard to attain a goal. Chu's already said that the 2014 date's marked on his calendar already, and there's no doubt that we'll be back to participate again. So, another good story. You know, it's not. It just goes to show you that it is not always about college tennis as the players go, but it's about inspiring future college tennis players as they participate in this as well. And that's what Columbia University did there with the NYJTL. So, again, we're waiting on Coach David Roditti. He is the head men's coach at TCU. And we're hoping that something didn't come up here that may keep him from our interview today. It does happen sometimes, and you know, it's not a lot that I can do about this if that happens. And I think I've got one more little story here that I'm trying to pull up on a Nebraska Cornhusker. I'll just hang on for that, and then, you know, college tennis is winding down because of the limit on the play dates, and then also the tournaments have pretty much come to an end. I noticed that several teams had gone down, including Memphis, whose coach, Lee Taylor Walker, we had on the program recently, and they went down to participate in a tournament in Florida. But weather-wise, we're just about out of good weather. So these teams have really tried to kind of pack it up for the year. Now they're moving into kind of an off season, and they are going to get momentum moving into the spring season. We'll bring you the ITA Division I rankings when they come out here shortly. But we've got former Nebraska women's tennis player Mary Weatherholt was named as a winner of the NCAA Top 10 Award. This award is awarded to 10 NCAA student athletes based on their athletic and academic career as well as community service. Weatherholt, she was the 17th Cornhusker to win the award, which leads the nation. She was the NCAA singles runner-up last season. She was also the first player to win over 200 combined matches and lead Nebraska in career single winning percentage, season combined victories, and single season victories. Weatherholt was a business administration graduate from UNL with a 3.87 GPA. Pretty impressive there. Let's see here if I've got any other college tennis stories that I can present to you from this week. Last story I've got here, and this is talking about the Sportsmanship Award winners at the USTA ITA National Indoor Collegiate Championships. Clay Thompson, who was the winner, also picked that up. And then number four, freshman Haley Carter of North Carolina, added to her trophy case as well. It says that Thompson, in the midst of his 15-match win streak, that his on-court attitude was the biggest change in his game, and a clear head led to his first-ever national title at any level. He stated that, I think relaxing, taking everything in perspective, and enjoying the moment has all helped me become a more mature person and, in turn, a better sport in tennis. It's just respecting the game. When the guy hits a great shot, there's no reason to be upset. He played a good point. That's great. That's exactly what you want when you're a tennis player. Carter, who's a freshman on the Tar Heels, who participated in the singles and doubles championship, came very near to withdrawing from both events. She had a concussion that almost denied her the opportunity. She was cleared to play and made the most of her experience. And I didn't play for 10 days before the tournament. To get to the semifinals is an incredible run for me. I just really enjoy playing tennis. I try to have fun every single point, no matter what the score is. You can't play the game for that long, so I try to enjoy every moment out there. They were selected by a panel of coaches and officials and tournament committee members. And I want to say congratulations to them in North Carolina and UCLA both racked up some important wins and awards at the ITA event out there in the last tournament of the year. So, well, I hate to do this to you guys, but I don't think that I've got Coach David Roditi anywhere around. And I'm going to try this one more time, and then I've got to get off the air here and see what happened to him. Well, he is nowhere to be found or seen, so it is my job now to get out there and find out what happened and see if we can get this guy back on a future show. I was glad that you tuned in for today. I'm sorry to let you down and not have a college tennis guest on, and I look forward to getting back on air next week. We've got Terry Sisk, the women's coach from the Tulane University. She'll be on the air, and we look forward to having her around, and we look forward to having Coach Roditi back on in the future. So I want to thank you all for your time today, for the podcast, and come back next week, and we'll try to do a little better. Thanks so much, and have a great day.